So you responded to the Blue House in your official capacity?
Yes, sir.
And where is the Blue House?
It's located on Marine Corps Drive, right next to the Nissan.
Can you please lower the mic and speak a little bit close to the mic so everyone can hear you?
It's on Raw 1, Marine Corps Drive, right across St. John's.
And that's here in Raw?
Yes, sir.
And why would you respond to the house?
I'm sorry, are you talking about in general?
In general.
Okay.
How many times did you respond to the Blue House during the course of the time that the Blue House was open?
Out of the week, probably about 3-4 times.
Did you respond in your official capacity?
Yes, sir.
And when you responded in your official capacity, what sort of thing? But if I may approach the witness, Your Honor, off.
Well, I think he's already said there were various disturbances or other things that occurred in or about the area.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
And how do you know her?
She's the owner of that Blue House, and she had known my ex-wife, who at the time I was married to a Korean. They were known like friends.
And while you were at the Blue House, did Ms. Cha provide you food or drinks?
Yes.
Were you friendly with Ms. Cha?
Yes, sir.
And did other police officers also respond to Blue House in their official capacity?
Yes, sir.
Did Ms. Cha ask you to help her when she had problems with her employees?
Yes, sir.
Can you explain what Ms. Cha asked you to do?
She asked me at times that one of her employees had left the club and owed her some money, and if I could possibly locate her.
How many times did she ask you to locate one of her employees?
This is about every time when I would respond there. She would call me outside and talk to me.
And what would she tell you about those?
Is that they left the club and owe her some money.
And did you ever go look for any of Ms. Cha's employees at her request?
No, sir.
Did you ever speak to any of the girls at Blue House at Ms. Cha's request?
Yes, sir.
What happened?
Basically, I asked them and told them that, you know, they had to earn money before they could leave the club.
And who told you to speak with the employee?
Ms. Cha.
Did you ever go to the Blue House in your personal capacity?
Yes, sir.
How many times did you go to the Blue House in your personal capacity?
I'd say about 1-2 times.
And while you were at the Blue House, did you ever go into the VIP room?
Yes, sir.
And what happened when you... How much did you pay to go into the VIP room?
I bought the lady 2 drinks.
And how much was that?
About $40.
And what happened when you went into the VIP room?
We sat karaoke and we had sex.
Now, when you were interviewed by the government the first time, did you acknowledge paying for sex while you were at Blue House?
No, sir.
Why did you lie during your first interview with the government?
Just scared, sir, and possibly lose my job, my wife.
Have you been made any promises by the government with respect to your testimony?
No, sir.
Any further?
Did you ever threaten any of the girls that they would be arrested or somehow harassed by the police or any other way subjected to any police action or contact if they left the Blue House?
No, sir.
So you did absolutely nothing to ever discourage those girls from leaving the Blue House, is that right?
No, sir.
You did not, right?
I advised them.
Just keep saying no, sir. The answer would be yes if you didn't. So could you just tell us, did you or didn't you?
No, sir.
Can you say I did or I didn't? I can't understand your answer.
I didn't.
Okay.
I'm still confused.
Sorry, Your Honor. You want to ask him a question?
Well, I'm sure what he was responding to when he just said I did.
Okay. Let's go back and start all over again. And this is the question. Did you ever say anything to those girls to make them think that they'd be subject to any kind of police action or any contact with the police or otherwise to do with the police if they voluntarily just got up and left the Blue House?
No, sir.
What kind of food and drinks did you get?
Basically water, and she had some chicken laid out on the table.
Basically, you mean food, you don't mean like drinking water after you drink whiskey, right? You
say yes, sir.
She's a pretty good cook, right?
I guess.
Was she kind of being a good cook?
Well, that's what I saw in the back kitchen, so I assume she's making
it. Would it be fair to say that people came to the Blue House because she gave good food, good chasers, as you call it?
Could be.
Okay. Now, you went to the VIP room. What did you expect that was going to happen in the VIP room when you were in there?
Just talk to the women, karaoke.
You didn't expect that there would be any, that you would be offered sex?
I thought the girl liked me.
I'm sorry?
I thought the girl liked me, voluntarily.
Okay, so you thought that you might receive sexual favors if you entered the VIP room?
I think so, I guess.
But you say also, at the same time, this wasn't just a romantic encounter, that you actually paid for sex, is that right?
Two of the drinks.
Okay, how much did you pay?
I bought her two drinks.
And how much were they each?
$20.
So they're $20 each, and you paid a total of $40, right?
Yes, sir.
That was before you had sex. Now, I don't... Maybe this is rhetorical, I don't know, but you have to understand that prostitution is illegal.
Yes, sir.
And don't you understand that not only is it illegal for someone to offer sexual favors, sexual conduct for money, but that it's also illegal, a crime, for someone to receive sexual favors having paid for them. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
And were you on duty at the time?
No, sir.
Okay. But you did, it was a crime, right?
Yes, sir.
Did it occur to you at the time that you were committing a crime?
No, sir.
Why not?
I bought her two drinks, went to the back room. We just started talking, started kissing, and one thing led after the other.
What discipline, if any, have you received from the police department as a result of your conduct?
Taken, sir.
Yes. What discipline? What penalties? What have you received as from the police department as a result of your conduct? That is to say, knowingly breaking the law, and having sex with a prostitute, having paid for entering this so-called VIP room.
I probably get a suspicion.
Well, has anybody questioned you about it?
No, sir.
Well, how long ago was this?
A couple of years ago, sir, I remember.
And you still haven't gotten a suspension, right? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Have you been called up by anybody for your conduct in the police department at all, in all that time?
No, sir.
Kurt, do you know your job you were doing?
Yes, sir.
But nobody at the police, does the police department know about this?
No, sir.
You didn't report it. Is that right?
That's correct, sir.
Apparently the federal government has been prosecuting this case. Nobody in the federal government has ever reported your conduct to the police department. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any questions? Court's indulgence. When Mr. Trapp was asking you about whether or not you told the girls that they would be arrested, you mentioned that you advised them. What did you mean by you advised them?
I advised them that, you know, either you pay them back before you leave the club, mischarge, but file an official complaint.
And that would be with the police?
Yes, sir.
Nothing further.
The police aren't in the collection business, isn't that right?
No, sir.
And it's not true that if somebody filed a complaint with the police department that somebody owed them some money and wasn't paying it as a matter of their contractual obligation or otherwise, the police would not do anything about it, isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
So if anybody advised these girls that would happen, that was a lie, is that right?
I think so, sir. It was just an advice.
Was it advice based upon a true understanding of the police officer's duties?
Yes, sir.
And the police would help. Then you say that they would help collect the money. Is that right?
Well, I would have told you also that in this particular case, it's really a civil matter. But we could only advise her that if something like this...
What about the girls? Didn't you say you advised the girls?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell us again what you advised the girls. I'm confused.
I advised the woman that, you know...
What woman?
Well, one of her workers.
What was her name?
I don't remember, sir.
Okay. Go ahead. How do you know she was one of her workers?
Because Ms. Chow showed...
How was she dressed?
I don't remember, sir.
Okay. What did you advise her?
I advised her to go, you know, ma'am, you know, if you owe Ms. Chow money, you have to pay her back. Otherwise, if she files an official complaint, then, you know, it's going to be a police report. But in turn, I turned around and told Ms. Chow, too, that this is more or less like a civil matter because you allowed to lend her money, and now you're kind of upset because she doesn't want to return it.
Fine, but you never advised the girl that it was just a civil matter, right?
No, sir.
I have no further questions.
Any questions?